after weeks of protests, hours of formal debate, and still facing an uncertain future, a bill to remove the Confederate flag from South Carolina's Capitol grounds was approved by the state Senate today. It was a serious occasion inside the state house, but Ben Bradford of member station WFAE found a different scene outside.
On the plaza between the entrance to the Capitol and the flagpole with the controversial flag, about a dozen middle-aged black women are line dancing. TV cameras quickly begin to circle, looking for revelry from supporters of the flag's removal. Chris Miller leads the dancers, and he says that's not the intention.
When I chose to come down here, honestly, we didn't know that today was what was going to happen today.
They're a soul line dancing class from the local rec center. They came out for a change of scenery, but Ravella Alston, an 8-year veteran of the class, says she's more than ready to celebrate.
It's actually history making, and if they make the decision before we leave, we'll just be in the party mood.
That decision didn't come today. The House still has to consider the measure. But for a brief moment, there was an impromptu celebration here on the Capitol grounds in the shadow of the Confederate flag. For NPR News, I'm Ben Bradford in Columbia.